Okay, stay tuned for North State Give and Take.
Well, today on North State Give and Take, I am going to interview Colleen Phipps, and she is with NAMI, and that's N-A-M-I. So, you know, I've heard about NAMI, and I think I kind of know something about it, but the truth is I don't know that much. So I'm happy to have you on, Colleen. Tell me a little bit about NAMI and how you got involved with it. And actually, what is it?
Well, first of all, NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are an affiliate of the state and national organizations, a nonprofit that was started many years ago by some family members. So we are here to educate the public, educate people who are dealing with mental illness and their families and friends. That's the basic thing. And our basic principle is education, support, advocacy.
Okay. And so NAME stands for National Association of Mental Illness?
National Alliance.
National Alliance of Mental Illness.
Yeah.
And so, and this is to educate people about mental illness, some of the aspects of it, reasons for it, what you can do about it, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, because this is such a stigmatized illness.
It's a what kind of illness?
Stigmatized.
Stigmatized, yes, it sure is.
And people tend to think, you know, it's that you could do something about it by, you know, just get a job, you know.
Yes.
Get out of it, you know. And that's a big perception that is so totally wrong, because a person who has this illness and is not diagnosed or is not in treatment basically cannot get themselves out of that illness. It's not their fault that they have it.
Yes.
It's their own fault.
Yes. It's an illness. It's an illness. It's
definitely an illness. And, you know, the more we recognize because somebody's behavior, it seems to be off, you think that they could change that behavior. But it's not a behavior. It's a way of thinking, and it's a miscommunication in the neurotransmitters.
Yes.
And that basically is a physical problem in the brain.
A chemical physical problem.
Absolutely.
Yes. And not chemicals you add, the natural chemicals in your brain.
Yes. And, you know, the more we learn about this and the more we understand it, the better we can help people who have it, and the better those who have it can understand what's happening to them.
Yes. And it's fairly subtle at times.
Very, very. It's
difficult
to realize, just like depression.
Yes.
I mean, if somebody's going in their room and sitting in their room and closing the door, you know, oh, well, that's a teenage thing. You know what? It might not be.
Yes.
That's why the subtleness comes in there.
Yeah.
How to recognize exactly what's going on. And, you know, in NAMI, we teach people how to approach someone who is feeling depressed, say. You don't say, you know, are you feeling okay? The first reaction is going to say, yes. Instead, you say, how are you feeling? Tell me. You know, let them open up to you.
Mm-hmm. And it's so hard to get, well, especially younger people, but any age, to open up about that. It's easy to say, I'm fine.
Exactly. And, you know, we have a NAMI on campus at Chico High.
Good.
Yes. And that's a really exciting thing, because that's an age when people are not wanting to accept that. But here you have all these pamphlets, you have other students who are involved in it, and you say, oh, so it helps to be, you know, make this a okay thing to talk about.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, the more we talk about it, the better it is for everybody.
Yes,
One thing we found out is that we needed to open up about what was happening, And it helped people around us, family members. You know, you start talking about it, and all of a sudden, two people behind you actually say, oh, you know what? I'm going through that too.
Yes.
And then they feel, you know, it's better to be verbal and open.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't become such a hidden thing.
Yes, because it is such a stigma.
Yes.
And is it something that you can, like, people can start with depression? I mean, that's such a fine line between a diagnosed thing and just a time that you're going through.
Well, that's true. And well, that whole thing with the brain is so, so complex.
Yes.
It's so complex that the best thing that we can do in all of those cases is just be supportive.
Yes.
And open.
Yep.
Allowing people to be whoever they are, so that they can talk and let go of their feelings and not be closed.
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of things, making it okay to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's becoming more and more visible nowadays. Yami's been a big one across the country in trying to help people be okay with
speaking.
Illness.
Yes. So NAMI can kind of help you by talking to people and maybe reading some things. And then at some point, when someone has an illness that's maybe diagnosable and one that they should go to a professional, can you kind of maybe guide them to that or understand when someone is not being able to make changes at all?
Well, that's the thing about our support groups and our education courses. That is where you learn the tools on how to approach people who are having illness, or on the other side, how to understand what your own triggers might be. Something that you could probably see ahead of time and recognize that this, I feel like I'm in a downwards, you know, spiral. So there's these programs that we have and offer free are invaluable. We have a family-to-family course that's 8 weeks long. It's in person. It's 2 hours a week. And it is an excellent education course for family members and friends to learn about how to deal with this and how to be the most helpful and supportive.
Wonderful. I mean, that's kind of the way it is. That you can help somebody without making them wrong or trying to tell them what to do.
Absolutely.
You learn yourself how to notice some signs and what to do to support them where they are.
Right. And then the other side is our peer-to-peer education course. And it's also an 8-week, 2 hours a week education course in person, where people get to learn, like I said, what their own triggers might be. They also get to share their stories with others so that they don't feel so alone. There's mindfulness techniques they have. A very, very good course.
Okay.
Now, on top of that, we also have our support groups. Those were our education courses, but our support groups are once a month. They're on Zoom.
Okay.
We have the family support group. That is the first Tuesday of every month. And we have a connection recovery support group once a month on the fourth Monday. Now, all that information is on our website at namibutecounty.org.
Okay. If someone, you know, the way it is sometimes with teenagers, particularly because, you know, like you said, they go, oh, they're just a teenager. But say you're someone that has some concerns about someone in your family, possibly a teenager, you can go to a free NAMI meeting or a training that can help you know how to deal with this.
Exactly. How you talk, what you say, how you approach someone. Makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know,
and that's what you learn in that education course.
Nice. It's kind of like a parenting class.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. A lot of people could use it.
Oh, yeah. So many people feel like it's saved their family after they've gone through it.
Yes. Yes. Well, because it's so easy to go down the wrong path if you don't know how to deal with it, to make somebody feel wrong or bad so that the whole situation gets worse, not better.
Oh, absolutely. Because that's a natural reaction.
Yeah.
It's like inbred in us to lash out when somebody's being so disrespectful and lashing out or hiding in their room or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Naturally want to say, just get out of it.
Right. And blame them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to tell you, we just had a regional town hall in August, and we had three sets of people speak, a family member and their loved one. And they spoke about what worked and what didn't, how that family member treated them, and how they could have done it differently. It's an excellent, excellent town hall meeting, and it's available if anybody ever wanted to watch it.
That you could get all that information about the town hall meetings, yep. And also about the what you offer here in town as far as the classes go.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. And how often are the classes?
Twice a year, spring and
twice
fall.
Twice a year, spring and fall. Okay, so has the one in the fall happened?
It's the family-to-family started 2 weeks ago. The peer-to-peer course is starting. It started Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so for this year, you couldn't really get involved because you kind of have to sign up ahead of time and be prepared.
Yes, but we take names, and I get phone calls several times a week, and I take names of people who are interested in waiting lists, and then contact them when we have another upcoming class.
And then if someone feels as though they want to talk to somebody about it, because I think if people hear about NAMI, they may go, oh, this would be a really good thing for me to talk to someone. Can they talk to someone anytime?
I have my phone on me all the time.
I see.
And I talk to people about where they might need to go because I couldn't help them. They might just want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
My support, understanding that where they're at. I also give them different resources, possibly help them. Yes, I listen to a lot of people, and so I get phone calls 8 in the morning, 8 at night, and I'm always available because you know what? This is what I do. I am here to support people because I know what it's like to be in the position that they're in at the time. Yes, that's my mission, my passion.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, and you kind of have to go through something to have that passion sometimes.
And you know, that's the problem with somebody who, say, your neighbor doesn't understand what you're going through or doesn't understand why you might be doing something certain way, because they have not been there, and it's very difficult. So that's why support groups are good, and you can be around people who understand and are helpful.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Colleen Phipps talking about NAMI. And I remind you, it's Pledge Drive. You're listening to North State Give and Take, a great show for our community. And there's four ways that you can pledge. You can go to kzfr.org. You can also call us at 530-895-0131. You can text us at 44321 and put in Pledge KZFR, or you can go to Venmo at KZFR 901.
please give a pledge to KZFR. Interview with Colleen Phipps talking about NAMI. You know, it makes me kind of think a little bit of the homeless situation that we have, and so many people do have mental illness that we see in the world, and there's so much judgment that goes with it. So I wonder if you're having, you know, a little more interest in NAMI over the years.
Well, that's a big thing going on right now, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Because so many of those who are homeless are not willing to, well, they don't understand homeless for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty hard to help them.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem comes in. And you know, there's a new care court.
A care court.
The governor just signed the bill.
I see.
There's only 7 counties that have earmarked to start it right away. But the point is, it is for people on the street, schizophrenic, unable to make any choices for themselves. And it is a lifesaver, I would say, for so many of these homeless people to help them. And this is a place where they would have a team that would help them. They would be required through the court.
I see.
And get housing and education, etc.
Sure.
That's one of the things that is, I feel, is a beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the new REST program. REST, R-E-S-T.
Okay.
Now, this is an alternative to Laura's Law.
Okay.
And Laura's Law was a court-ordered program, which we fought for years to try to get. Well, Butte County came up with a REST program similar. So this also is for those people who are unable to make any decisions for themselves because they are in a state of mind that they can't.
Yes.
And this doesn't have any court restrictions with it, but there is a team of people that can go and be a liaison.
Yeah.
And then they are going to have Everhart Village is just
built.
That's where these people will go. So they will get the support they need and they can just get back into their life.
Yeah.
So many of those, they just don't even know that they're done.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yeah.
But they're homeless.
Yeah.
Causing a lot of agony for other people.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to them.
No, because they get blamed. Yes, mental health is a huge part, but they get blamed for everything.
And it's totally not their fault. And
yeah.
It's not fair. I just, you know, people say that they have a right to feel that way. Not when they are not able to make a choice.
Yeah.
Because it's really not fair to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to the ones around them.
Mm-hmm.
I understand patients' rights. And I understand if you're able to make a choice, yes. Okay, that's great. You can make a choice to not have medication if that's what you want. You have a choice to not go into this housing project. But there's an extent to where that choice no longer is fair to you as a person.
I see.
Where you're living in a tent and you're defecating on the lawns and et cetera. That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
To you as a human being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
that whole topic is just so big.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, it's so big. The other thing I was thinking about when we're talking about it, so if you could get in earlier on in a person's life, and if people understood this whole thing earlier on, because mental illness does progress.
And that was a big topic about the at the Human Relations Network.
Youth.
Children, training children, letting them understand, letting it be okay to feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Education and support and having the resources for, mm-hmm. you know, there's not very many resources for school-aged children.
No, not for mental illness.
No, and that's where it starts.
Yes, that is where it starts.
Yes.
And then, and the other side to that is education to kids that, well, don't have per se mental illness, how they judge anyone that does.
Yes, and all of those programs should be in our schools.
Yes.
This is a natural, normal thing that happens to people. Just mm-hmm. like that child ends up having diabetes or whatever they have.
Yes.
You know, it's all okay. It just happens to be another mm-hmm. one of those things that people have.
Yeah.
But it becomes common like that. We're mm-hmm. talked about more often. It becomes more okay.
It's not a mystery.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. And I'm glad to be able to kind of think about it. I knew that NAMI was good and that it was doing this kind of work, but I really see how it could be bigger and more offered to the community.
Well, that's one of the things that we need to have more outreach, because mm-hmm. we find so many people haven't heard of NAMI. And, you haven't heard of it? You know, we have some programs that we have to be working on, and those parents and teachers as allies is one of our programs that we need some more trained facilitators.
What's the name of it again?
Parents and Teachers as Allies.
Allies, okay.
Yes. And that is a program where somebody goes in and gets teachers and parents to get together and understand these things that are happening. Education on it. Some of these, another one, in our own voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's where two people go into the schools and talk about their experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So people can see that this person is doing okay, but here's what they went through.
Yes. So if it's a parent like yourself who's gone through something, you can go and share.
Yes.
And people can see that it's not normal, but.
Well, it is actually. Normal.
Normal.
It's normal like any other illness.
Yeah.
No different when you gotta normalize it.
Yes. Normalize it. Yes.
Yep.
Do schools sometimes ask you to come in?
Yes. We have it's been a couple of years now, though, that we don't have any facilitators to go in. But that's what we're, another one of our things we're working
on. Yeah. I mean, I have grandkids. I would love them to hear about NAMI and have that conversation.
Yes, because if they think about it while they're growing up, it's going to be okay thing.
Yes.
All of this.
Right. It'll be a normal thing and may affect them directly.
Yes. Well, you do know that everything about mental illness has come a long way.
Yeah.
If you think about it, people do talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
See more about it on the media.
Sure.
They talk about it. Celebrities come out and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it is becoming more okay compared to, I don't know, 20 years ago, whatever.
Absolutely.
So, yes. And so we got to just keep working at it so that it does become just another one of
illness.
Our, that's right.
A treatable illness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That has, and just with new medications and those kind of things, all of those things are still stigmatized quite a bit.
Yes.
And just to let people get used to it. Yeah.
That's right. Have it be normal conversation.
Yep. Well, I so glad to talk to you, Colleen. That's great. And what is your website?
NAMIButteCounty.org.
NAMIButteCounty.org. And you say it's a national...
We are affiliate of the national and the California.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Good to know for everybody. And again, if you've got teenagers, This is really something to listen to because they are so hard to know what's going on with them some of the time.
I want to get NAMI on campus in the other schools.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you say it is at Chico High. That is great.
Yes. Yes.
That is so good. And is that so a kid could be directed there? They can find you there?
Yes. There's a psychologist who's there.
And they have it.
Yes. Other kids that are helping them there. You know, it's more open. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not hidden in some room. It's
yes.
not all, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good. I'm so glad to learn more about it. I really am. And I will, we'll get this information out there and remind people to look into it more if they.
Oh, absolutely. Go to our website. My phone number is on there. You want to call me anytime you have something going on.
Yeah. So any questions that anybody has, what is your phone number, Colleen?
It is 530.
Uh-huh.
894. 8551. So, or you can go on my
email.
Yes, I'm sorry, thank you. And that is CMPHIPPS.
Yep.
At csuchico.edu.
Yes. So if someone's been listening to this and they say, geez, I just have a few little questions, they could give you a call.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I'm happy to meet you and happy to talk about NAMI.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay.
Bye now.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Colleen Phipps. She's with NAMI. NAMI is the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and it's the largest grassroots mental health organization. This last week was Mental Health Awareness Week. And we spoke a little bit about the Everhart Village, which I just wanted to remind people this is the final stretch of the fundraising for that project. And that is an innovative shelter project for folks with mental illness right here in Chico. So sort of in honor of all of this, it would be great to jump onto their website at chicohousingactionteam.net, where you can see everything there is about Everhart Village. So I do thank Colleen, and I thank you all for listening to North State Give and Take. My name is Bobby Tryon, and you can hear this show Tuesdays at 6, Thursdays at 5. And if you go to the website and you go to programs and you go to Tuesday, you can listen to them again. And if you think you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, please text me or call me at 530-520-1593. And you can truly support your community radio station in four ways. You can pledge at kzfr.org. You can text at 44321, pledge KZFR. You can call 530-895-0131. Or you can go to Venmo and put in at KZFR901. But any way you do it, please do it. And stay tuned to us, because we're your community radio station, and we want to be here for you. Thanks again.